So when you see a patient with node-positive, HER2-positive disease who's not going to go on a protocol right now, what in general are you using in terms of chemo, and what were you doing 2, 3 months ago?
I was using AC weekly paclitaxel 8 is what I used on all the patients. Based on the 06 data, I would feel very comfortable using TCH, very comfortable, and
Very
probably would
comfortable,
do that.
or that's
I would
likely.
do it.
Yeah, so you've kind of made that leap, though.
Yes.
But there are a lot of people. I'm not sure whether I'd say it's the majority of clinical investigators or not. We had a think tank a few weeks ago, and there was definitely some still anthracycline people there. So I think people are still kind of mulling that over. Matter of fact, Edith Perez is still using anthracycline. Do you think that a year from now people are not going to be using anthracyclines?
I hope that's the case because I think the anthracycline cardiotoxicity is a big issue. Even though it was fairly low in the 06 study, it's still not zero. So I think more and more people will be moving over to that, especially when they see the Topo 2 data.
There are people, including Edith, who says, well, this presentation, December 2006, was a, quote, interim analysis, and there's one more, quote, final analysis, and she wants to wait for that. I've heard other people say, no, it's not going to change. This is the answer. How do you see it?
I hope it doesn't change. I mean, anything could happen. The likelihood, though, that it'll change is pretty low. So I'm convinced about it. The first interim analysis didn't show a significant difference in any case anyway, and the TCH also benefited patients. So it's not really so different. It's just showing that they're more and more equal, the two, ACTH and TCH. And I think when you look at the cardiac toxicity and the morbidity of that in these patients, and the fact that you can get such a benefit from either one, I really think that the benefit of using TCH outweighs any potential risk of having less efficacy.
A woman says to you, what's my chance of developing a serious cardiac problem by taking this TCH as opposed to not taking it at all? What number would you give her?
Very low, almost zero. When you use Herceptin alone, you don't have cardiac toxicity. There was some on the TCH arm, there were some clots and different arrhythmias and things like that, but I think that it's really heart failure is just about zero.
You had mentioned leukemia too, and that was another thing that was presented. Can you comment on that?
Very, very small numbers.
I guess something just to sort of think about a little bit.
Right. Well, and it is a big issue. I think you'll see less with the TCH arm, but really, truly, the numbers were small at this point.